Turns out we've got an issue in new townhouses, or some new townhouses, that are a nightmare to cool. So the blame is put on insufficient thought going into the design, apparently, and the outworking is it apparently can cost double to cool the place what it costs to heat it. The building code currently has no requirements at all to address overheating, so Sean Taylor is the head of Team Green Architects. That's a firm focused on building passive homes and is with us. Very good morning to you.
Morning.
If everyone went passive, we'd be fine. Is that your understanding of the world?
Yes, it is.
Simple as that. I'm watching Grand Designs. I take it you're a fan as well, and I've seen a couple of passive designs of late. It seems difficult and it seems expensive.
It's not difficult, but it can be more expensive. But you do, if you get it right with the design, then it doesn't cost as much.
So is there a breakdown, not to promote passive building just generally, but is there a breakdown in the idea that when we build townhouses, for example, in this country, we don't think through the longer term implications? So in other words, you just look at the cost of the build per square meter and you move on to something else.
Yeah, look, that's the biggest problem. And the article that I think you're talking about, I looked at it and saw that one of the biggest problems is that they haven't appropriately shaded the building from the start. So the heat is already in the building. So if you've got a building that's west-facing, you're just going to have a huge amount of sun coming in the evening. And if you haven't properly shaded it, then the sun's already in the building and it's going to be way too hot.
Oh, but that's a real estate agent's dream. Last of the sun.
Yeah. It's last of the sun and you get a 30-degree bedroom at 9 o'clock at night.
Is the height thing, we're talking townhouses, which are two or three stories, is that part of the problem as opposed to a single-story place, for example, like an apartment?
No, it's not. Look, it's all about orientation. If you've got a building which you've got to look at the way that the building's facing. So if a building is facing west, then you're going to have the sun much, much lower in the sky, and it's still really hot here in New Zealand. We've got that long, hot sort of summer days and the sun's still really hot in the sky, but it's low, so it's coming right into our building.
Yeah.
Who's
in charge of all of that? I mean, a lot of these townhouses, I mean, they use the word very loosely these days, you know, architect, design, whatever that may or may not mean. Mm. But is that a designer's brief to look where it's facing? What are the implications of that? What are the all of that? Is that your department?
Yeah, it is. But look, I think the key to it is energy modelling, and it does come back to the building code because we're not required to look at overheating. And if you do energy model a building and you look at these things, you find that a significant number of buildings in our country are going to overheat. And as temperatures rise, that's just going to get worse.
Yeah. This would be applicable all over the country or mainly in the north where it's warmer?
No, it's everywhere.
Wow.
I'm in Queensland and we get it here. I think there might be a few places like Invercargill perhaps, but most of the country will have this problem.
Because under normal circumstances, what you want, and what we've talked about is cold, damp, leaky homes, you want warmth. You know, if I said it faces west and she's nice and warm, you'd go, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. And that's a natural thought because you think, great, how am I going to possibly overheat when I'm used to living in a cold, damp, leaky home?
Yeah.
But it is the next problem, and it's a huge problem. And I heard a statistic the other day which said that by 2050, 50% of greenhouse gases are going to be due to cooling of buildings.
Wow. Because you've got to pump the air through the place.
Yeah, because it is a bigger amount of electricity you've got to use or energy that you've got to use, and you've obviously got CFCs and greenhouse gases in cooling devices.
Do we need rules, or do just a few more people need to, you know, wake up and work this out for themselves?
No, we need rules. It's just like the changes to the heating in terms of H1 or better insulation in our buildings. The changes all just happened because we've had these building code changes and everybody's now doing things that are better.
Yeah.
But they weren't doing it before, and we knew all this information before and no one changed.
Well, let's hope we do now. Sean, appreciate your time very much. Sean Taylor, the head of Team Green Architects out of Central Otago.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.